Welcome to the Animal Bites Podcast, a production of AnimalBites.net. Too many of us have disconnected the natural world from our everyday lives. At Animal Bites, we'd like to encourage you to find your way back to the wonder of watching a lizard basking in the sun and the joy of having a butterfly rest on your finger. Our intention is to take you on an audio adventure experiencing the natural world. We know that if the Earth's animals and plants, and even its rocks, can tell you their stories, you'll become a force for nature too. On our first adventure, we'll set off for Bolsa Chica Ecological Reserve in Huntington Beach, California. Bolsa Chica means little pocket. This area is a natural swamp, a marshy lowland where little pockets of dry land are surrounded by brackish water when the tide comes in. Bolsa Chica has long been rich with wildlife. The shallow water is filled with snails, insects, mussels, oysters, and fish. This bountiful wetland is a vital stop for migrating birds and an important nesting area for others. Over 8,000 years ago, native peoples came here to gather fish and mollusks. Piles or middens of empty shells that were left behind caused early Europeans to call the area Shell Beach. Since then, Bolsa Chica has been part of an early California rancho, a hunting club, an oil field, and now, after much community care and cleanup, an ecological reserve. In August of 2006, a channel was reopened directly to the Pacific Ocean so that one part of the wetland could receive the benefits of fluctuating tides. A 1.5 mile pathway allows you to wander through the wetland and experience the abundant variety of birds. So let's go on a walk.
Okay, we're at Bolsa Chica Wetlands in the in Orange County.
It's been blocked off for years, and now they're in the process of opening up parts of it so that it will have more of a tidal flow again. So that's really good news for the birds that live here.
True.
Oh, there it is right there. I think that we've got a loon. Well, I know it's a loon, but question is whether or not it's a common loon or a Pacific loon. We saw a Pacific loon a little bit earlier. This one looks like it might be a little bit bigger.
Yeah, it's a pretty big bird.
So we'll have to check for the markings when it comes back up out of the water again. We've got a grebe over here on our right.
Because we're only less than a quarter mile from PCH also. So it's a really easy area to get to.
And cormorants. Lots of double-crested cormorants coming in. Oh, look at the fish dabbling at the top of the water right there. That's why there's so many birds that are coming in here. All different kinds of small fish. So you've got all different kinds of shore birds that eat fish. Everything from pelicans to the cormorants to also terns and gulls that are coming into this area.
And there's some, we've seen
herons,
great blue herons and egrets and all sorts of really cool stuff.
With bird identification book in hand, we walked to a cluster of benches near where the channel of fresh water enters the wetland.
Well, look, right down here by the shoreline, got some kind of a sandpiper type bird. It looks like they are willets. Small group of willets all standing together out of the wind. They're kind of a shorebird, and a lot of mud flats around in this area that provide a lot of food for different kinds of sandpipers. Everything from little western and least sandpipers, very small, to even a large, we saw a long-billed curlew. So everything from birds smaller than a sparrow to birds that are more like the size of a large, even larger than a dove, twice the size of a dove. And over here, We have a lot of sandpipers all resting at the moment, which makes it a good chance to take a good look at them. Okay, so we've got a curlew, a long-billed curlew, and looks like a couple marbled godwits. They have a fascinating beak, which helps them to get into the shells of different kinds of mollusks. Some more willets and some least sandpipers, it looks like, and some godwits and a dunlin. All these different sandpipers all together on little mounds of vegetation in the water gives them just enough height so that they can see all around themselves, feel safe, and take a nap.
What are they?
I think they're long-billed dowitchers, but it's really hard to tell the difference between a short-billed and a long-billed dowitcher. I think they're definitely a kind of dowitcher. It's amazing to see all these different species of sandpipers all huddled together in little places where they're out of the wind and place to preen and rest before they take off again looking for food along the shoreline. So it's a nice spot to sit and watch them while they're sitting in one spot fairly still. It makes it much easier to see them. Of course, when you're a bird like that, though, it also means that you potentially then are open to being preyed upon. And we did see a harrier hawk flying over the wetland area. These sandpipers, their coloring is such that they really blend in with the sandy soil that's here along the edges of the wetland area.
Fellow birders alerted us to keep our eyes open for a rare bird, a reddish egret. You're probably familiar with the great egrets and snowy egrets, tall, graceful white birds with long, yellow, pointed beaks that frequent wetlands or agricultural areas. The reddish egret is typically found in Baja California, Mexico, and along the Gulf of Mexico, in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Florida. But the reddish egret is uncommon even in its home territory because it was nearly hunted to extinction in the 1800s for the long, delicate, rusty brown feathers that cascade down its head and neck. It's estimated there are only 2,000 breeding pairs in the U.S. But in late November and early December, a reddish egret was in residence at Bolsa Chica.
And there's a reddish egret over there. Tall and thin bird with a kind of wild feathery headdress. It's reddish brown feathers that kind of very gracefully stick off to the side. So interesting how the egrets, though, the white egrets do stand out, and it's what advantage is there to being a white bird where you stand out here in the wetland? It's an interesting question.
Bolsa Chica is a great place to introduce yourself or your children to birds. Pelicans and terns plummet into the water after fish. Rafts of ducks abound. Flocks of tiny western sandpipers churn the air with their tiny wings. And killdeer call out. Visit a wetland area with its layers of life, from tiny aquatic creatures and unique plants to worms and mollusks, to fish, insects, and birds. Experience the tidal rhythm of life, and you'll understand why these areas are treasures that need to be preserved. We hope you've enjoyed this Animal Bites audio adventure. We're produced by Michael Lachey at Eclipse One and SoundsGood.info. That's SoundsGood.info. Join us on the web at animalbites.net. That's www.animalbites.net. Until next time, this is Carrie Dearborn at animalbites.net encouraging you to be a force for nature.